Hebrews 11:6, "But without faith it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him." The beauty and resilience of God's word are immeasurable. It is an ever-present source of light and truth to those who love it, and consternation to those who don't. A brother in the faith raised the issue of the hermeneutics employed by God said, man said. For those who don't know what hermeneutics means, it is defined as the art of finding the meaning of an author's words and phrases and of explaining it to others, end of quote. This website employs sola scriptura, which is an ancient term meaning scripture alone. Sola scriptura says that all of life's statements, whether they are religious or academic, are weighed in the balances of the Word of God found in the majority text for the modern versions of the English-speaking Bible. That is the King James Authorized Version. If the world's statements do not yield to God's, they are rejected as false. For those who insist on challenging the veracity, including the scientific accuracy of the Word of God, they should know that after 6,000-plus years of unrelenting effort, Satan and the world's most renowned carnal minds have failed miserably. Yield to Jesus Christ, the Lord of glory. Would you like to know Jesus Christ as your own Lord and Savior? Click on the Further with Jesus for childlike instructions and immediate entry into the kingdom of God. Now for today's subject. God said, Proverbs chapter 22, verses 20 and 21, "Have not I written to thee excellent things and counsels and knowledge, that I might make thee know the certainty of the words of truth, that thou mightest answer the words of truth to them that send unto thee?" God said, Malachi 3:6, "For I am the Lord, I change not. Therefore ye sons of Jacob are not consumed." God said, Proverbs 30, verses 5 and 6, "Every word of God is pure. He is a shield unto them that put their trust in him. Add thou not unto his words, lest he reprove thee, and thou be found a liar." God said, Hebrews 13, verse 8, "Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and today and forever." Man said in a Time magazine feature published in December 31 of 1999 under the title Iconoclast of the Century, Charles Darwin, 1809 to 1882, you'll find the following. Charles Darwin didn't want to murder God, as he once put it, but he did. End of quote. Now the record. The quote above reminds me of the blasphemy spouted by the famous German atheist Nietzsche. The statement, which found serious traction in academia, was "God is dead," signed Nietzsche. I once saw a bumper sticker that weighed in on this matter. It read, "Nietzsche is dead," signed God. Nietzsche, by the way, died in an insane asylum. Charles Darwin, mentioned above, who preceded Nietzsche in death, also had well-documented mental and social illnesses. Years ago, I was asked to address an audience of believers regarding the institution of marriage. I was in a quandary about the approach I should take. I randomly flipped open my Bible to Proverbs 22, verses 20 and 21. "Have not I written to thee excellent things and counsels and knowledge, that I might make thee know the certainty of the words of truth, that thou mightest answer the words of truth to them that send unto thee?" The word was certainty. Welcome to God Said, Man Said, feature article 661. All of these features prove the certain inerrancy of the Word of God and are archived on this site in text and streaming audio. These word offerings stand in defense of the gospel of Jesus Christ, and every Thursday Eve, God willing, they grow by one. There are three convenient features on God Said, Man Said that many have found very useful. Number one, you have questions? God has answers. Whatever your question, type a keyword in the search bar top right and watch the screen populate with related information from Adam and Eve to quantum physics. Number two, use the tell a friend feature above to send a message to someone you love. It is so quick and easy. Number three, imagine you can download to your electronic device nearly 170 hours of God Said, Man Said features. Listen to one every day. certainty, the beauty of certainty. Without certainty, the sun may or may not rise, the day may or may not begin, your heart may or may not beat. Without reproducible certainty, nothing could exist. In the camp of the blood-washed, we have very sure certainty. We have the clearness of thought, which is built upon the solid rock of certainty, Jesus Christ. But in the camp of the unwashed, uncertainty reigns. In several of the past God Said, Man Said features, a global pandemic called mental illness was discussed. Europe is classified as 38% mentally ill, and the likelihood of a U.S. citizen dealing with a bout of mental illness in his lifetime is 40%. A classic hotbed for the breeding of mental illness is uncertainty. The stresses of uncertainty are debilitating. The Word of God presents itself as the ultimate certainty. Psalms 19:9, the fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. In God's words recorded thousands of years ago, we see the earth was created in 6 literal days and is just over 6,000 years old. God's position has not changed. In the house of the unbelievers, uncertainty reigns. Over a time, a myriad of creation options have been posited, with the latest being evolution's Big Bang theory, where the universe is basically an accident that exploded out of virtually nothing. The Big Bang theory was proposed in 1948 and soon replaced evolution's steady-state theory. But since its inception, it has experienced 4 changes to account for unforeseen discoveries. It will change again and again or be replaced by another uncertain supposition. In God's Word, all humans alive today have one common mother and one common father. Evolutionists once claimed that man evolved from all over the globe with no specific geographical beginning. Molecular biologists now know that the biblical account is the truth. They know the mother of all living is mtDNA Eve, and the father of all living is Y chromosome Adam. In God's Word, man is made out of the clay of the earth. We are all made out of dirt. Science was shocked to discover the amazing parallels between clay and mankind. The elements of the body match those of the earth itself. The ancient Miatsu tribe of China records the first man, and they said his name was Dirt. Imagine, Adam's name in Hebrew means red dirt. In God's Word, God puts Adam in a deep sleep and takes one of his ribs and creates woman. In recent scientific research, a puzzle emerged. Male DNA was found in the female brain, which was considered impossible. Science is searching for an explanation. We suggest they consider Adam's rib in Genesis 3:16, and it says, "Unto the woman he said, I will greatly multiply thy sorrow and thy conception. In sorrow thou shalt bring forth children, and thy desire shall be to thy husband, and he shall rule over thee." In God's Word, Eve was beguiled by Satan, who had taken on the form of a serpent, and she ate of the deadly forbidden fruit and gave it also to Adam. Archaeologists have unearthed a very ancient, non-biblical artifact that depicts that very event. In God's Word, the serpent that participated in the temptation of Eve was caused to crawl upon its belly, and paleontologists now know that the snake once had legs. In the Bible, it is recorded that prior to the fall of man, the whole earth was vegetarian. Paleontologists were scratching their heads when they unearthed a very ancient fossil of a crocodile, which had vegetarian's teeth like the horse. In the Bible, the account of Noah's Ark and the worldwide flood is recorded. Flood strata are found on 3/4 of the earth's surface, and marine fossils are found on every mountain peak. In the Bible, Genesis 7:11, we read, "In the 600th year of Noah's life, in the 7th month, the 17th day of the month, the same day were all the fountains of the great deep broken up, and the windows of heaven were opened. Today, geologists have discovered a global rift that travels along the ocean's floor." God's Word, written thousands of years ago, is certain truth, and real truth never changes. Samuel Arbuthnot, in his book, The Half-Life of Facts, with the subhead, "Why Everything We Know Has an Expiration Date," points out some disconcerting facts, such as A. medical knowledge about cirrhosis or hepatitis takes about 45 years for half of it to be disproven or become out of date. B. These results are nearly identical to a similar study that examined the overturning of information in surgery. Two Australian surgeons found that half of the facts in the field also became false every 45 years. John Ioannidis is a Greek physician and professor at the University of Ioannina School of Medicine, and he is obsessed with understanding the failings and more human properties of the scientific process. He has found that for highly cited clinical trials, initially the significant and large effects are later found to have smaller effects or often no effect at all and in non-trivial number of instances. Looking within the medical literature over a period of nearly 15 years, Ioannidis examined the most highly cited studies. Of the 45 papers he examined, 7 of them, over 15%, initially had higher effects, and another 7 were contradicted outright by later research. D. Another way to avoid the surprise of changes in knowledge is to simply recognize that it's not that surprising. We are getting better at internalizing this. For example, many medical schools inform their students that within several years, half of what they have been taught will be wrong, and the teachers just don't know which half. End of quotes. Man's truth is better known as uncertainty. When discussing life and death and heaven and hell, man's thoughts are fraught with uncertainty. But on these matters, God's word is certain and clear. Consider these passages that declare the plan of salvation. The first is known in Christendom as the Great Commission. Mark 16:15-16, and he said unto them, Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. As you read these scriptures, note the utter certainty of their statements. Romans 10:9-10, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. John 3:3, Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. John 14:6, Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Acts 4:10-12. Be it known unto you all and to all the people of Israel, that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom ye crucified, whom God raised from the dead, even by him doth this man stand here before you whole. This is the stone which was set at naught of you builders, which is become the head of the corner. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. On the horizon looms another great and dreadful certainty. Revelation 20:11-15, And I saw a great white throne, and him that sat on it, from whose face the earth and heaven fled away, and there was found no place for them. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were opened. And another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books, according to their works. And the sea gave up the dead which were in it, and death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them, and they were judged every man according to their works. And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. Jesus Christ is the way of escape from this dreadful and certain event. Click on the Further with Jesus and make your move now. You'll find certainty. Certainty is a place where childlike, mountain-moving faith abounds. Certainty is a person. God said, Proverbs 22:20-21, Have not I written to thee excellent things and counsels and knowledge, that I might make thee know the certainty of the words of truth, that thou mightest answer the words of truth to them that send unto thee? God said, Malachi 3:6, For I am the Lord, I change not. Therefore, ye sons of Jacob are not consumed. God said, Proverbs 30, verses 5 and 6, every word of God is pure. He is a shield unto them that put their trust in him. Add thou not unto his words, lest he reprove thee, and thou be found a liar. God said, Hebrews 13, 8, Jesus Christ, the same, yesterday, and today, and forever. Man said in a Time magazine feature published December 31, 1999, under the title Iconoclast of the Century, Charles Darwin, 1809 to 1882, you'll find the following. Charles Darwin didn't want to murder God, as he once put it, but he did. End of quote. Now you have the record.